Stock this is trading on Lloyd Owens. Lloyd, LLOYD. Lloyd, L as in Nancy, LLOYD. Owens is OWENS. Date of birth is 12/17/1943. Date of visit is 4/8/26. Please make copy for Dr. Mark Kendrick. Mark Kendrick, M-A-R-K. Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, M-D. Mark Kendrick, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Lloyd Owens for permanent evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 82-year-old male who has had shortness of breath, cough is expectoration. And a previous episode of pneumonia in September 25. The patient has had ongoing respiratory symptoms with shortness of breath and wheezing. And a CT chest was done on 12/18/25. The chest CT without contrast showed patchy nodular infiltrates in the posterior vertebral lobe and stable mediastinal lymphadenopathy. Status post CABG and prominence of the right adrenal gland. Period. The patient denies weight loss, denies fever, chills, no night sweats, no hemoptysis, and no nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for a kidney lesion for which he underwent a left nephrectomy and had chemotherapy in 2018. He also had CABG times 4 done in 2017 and has history of cholecystectomy in 2019. He had cataract surgery with implants in 2015. Also diagnosed as CLL in 2011. And had been on chemo in the past. The patient received chemo in 2014 and 2018. Next paragraph, allergies to clindamycin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 26 years and quit. And no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother had breast cancer. Next, system review. The patient has no weight loss, but had some fatigue and fevers. He had cataracts, no glaucoma. He had nosebleeds, but no hoarseness. He has urinary frequency, no hematuria, no asthma. He does have shortness of breath and mild cough. and he has nausea and heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea, has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no palpitations, no leg swelling. He does have some leg swelling and has anxiety attacks. He does have bruising and he has joint pains and stiffness and denies headache, seizures, memory loss. Next paragraph. Allergies to. Can you please add in the allergy section besides clindamycin? Besides clindamycin, sulfa and darvocet. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Medlist, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day, lorazepam 0.5 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph. 'Moderately overweight elderly, white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, sign of this ictus, no peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. Mild peripheral edema and no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse is 76, respiration is 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 220, saturation 94. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. And occasional crackles of lung bases. Heart, the outcomes of regular asthma and S2. No murmur, no S3. Abdomen soft, protuberant without masses, no organ or megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross molars, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no dead. Next paragraph. Let's see. Reflexes are normal. There are no gross motor or sensory deficits. Next paragraph. Impression number one. COPD. And number two is interstitial lung disease. Probable UIP. Number three is hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph. Number five. Chronic lymphocytic leukemia. CLL. Okay, next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a nocturnal oxygen saturation study. He also will go for a polysomnographic study due to being overweight. And he will be scheduled for a bronchoscopy at Halifax Hospital to evaluate the persistent red upper lung infiltrate. A nocturnal oxygen saturation study will be arranged to see if he qualifies for home oxygen. and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mark Kendrick, MD. Thank you. This is